Hey guys, it's Olivia. Welcome back to Olivia's Obscura. I kind of abandoned you, I'm not even gonna lie. I have been follow the Instagram if you haven't been following the Instagram, because if you didn't follow the Instagram, then you might not know that Olivia's Obscura is on a brief summer hiatus, okay? Olivia's Obscura believes in summer vacation. It was not really intended, but I just was kind of overwhelmed with other stuff going on. I'm easily overwhelmed in the summer because I just like want to hang out, you know what I mean? And like, that's really what life is all about. So I'm having a good, like, y'all mind if I have a good summer? You know what I mean? I'm having a good summer. I'm kikiing with my girls. I'm consuming so much content, but I'm like, I'm in the moment about it. You know what I mean? And I think that's really going to serve me when, and that brings me to my point that I was originally trying to make, we launch season 2 on August 19th. So I just ended up taking a couple weeks off, like, and eventually I was like, you know what? I just need to like do a full stop, recollect, reset, map out some episodes. Like, we're just going to do this. You know, life is all about living and learning, and I did that season 1 podcast for 30 weeks, which I think is probably how long they used to run, like, appointment television. Like, now we get, like, now we wait a full year for the new season of The Bear, and it's, like, 10 episodes. And it's like, okay, I waited a year for that. It's like, oh, it used to be that the TV ran from September to May every fucking week. You wouldn't get it. Actually, no, you would. You would get it. But yeah, so after 30 weeks, I was just, it reached a natural end to that phase of the podcast, and really nothing's changing. Like, that phase of the podcast is kind of going to be the next phase of the podcast. I'm actually just going to try to do a bit more variety and regularity with what I do. So, like, I want to be able, because what I like about this podcast is I do just come on here and talk about literally whatever is going on, whatever I, like, watched or listened to or liked, and, like, whatever pop culture thing I want to talk about. So I like having the flexibility of, like, oh, this thing happened on Friday. I'm going to record the podcast on Sunday and talk about it and have it up on Monday. I like having the opportunity to do that. But, of course, sometimes I don't have anything to talk about or nothing really happened. And the weekend comes along and I go, oh shit, like, what do I do? And so I'm going to try to have some episodes, or I'm not going to try to have, I'm definitely, most definitely going to have some bulked episodes to release once a month. So for instance, and I said this on the Instagram last night, so if you're not following Obscura Pod on Instagram, you are really not missing, or you really are missing something, okay? You're really not missing much, okay? Stay away. What was I even saying? Oh, for example, right? I'm going to be instituting monthly Lifetime movie episodes. Like, if you've listened, I think maybe my second episode ever, titled The Doctor Will See You Now, is a full episode recap of the Lifetime movie Stalked by My Doctor. And then I did a couple more. I know I did Daddy's Perfect Little Girl. I did Deadly Daughter Switch. I did a couple of, like, daughter. There's like three in a row that I did maybe last fall, like last winter, all about Lifetime daughter movies. And those are really fun episodes to do. And I love watching the Lifetime movies and then thinking about them while I record. Like, I love to absolutely mainline Lifetime movie content to my brain. And that's exactly what I'm doing when I'm doing a Lifetime movie podcast episode. Because I watch the movie, I take notes about the movie, I think about the movie, I talk about the movie and regurgitate it to you, which is a genuine passion of mine. And it's an excellent outlet. And I watch so many Lifetime movies that I need an outlet for them. So I think it only really makes sense to do one episode a month that is a Lifetime movie recap episode. And this is kind of a lofty goal, but I'm hoping maybe every month, maybe every other month, or maybe once a month as like a bonus episode, like a fifth episode. Because usually there's, like, I guess 4 weeks in a month. So that would be like 4 episodes usually. So maybe there'd be like an extra one where it's a guest episode, because I love recording the few guest episodes I've done. I've had Brooke on the pod. No, I've had Montana on the podcast. I've had Avery on the podcast. I've had Ty on the podcast. I need to have Brooke on the podcast. I need to have Zach on the podcast. Shout out Zach if you're listening. I know you are. Obscure head alert. Who is Montana's brother. And there are so many people that I want to have on this podcast to speak their truth in their Calvins as God intended. And I think I just got to fucking do it. So that's the goal, right? Pie in the sky, an episode a month that is featuring a guest. And the other ones will just be like loosey-goosey, flexi-wexy, like the random goofy-oofy stuff that I talked about usually. Just like some kind of hodgepodge, stream of conscience, loose agenda, talking about whatever. Ideas that I had throughout the week, or movies that I watched, or thoughts that I had. You know what I mean? Naturally. I am obviously taking suggestions and feedback for season 2. I just got an announcement today on the Spotify for Podcasters website that you can leave comments now. On Spotify, like, you can leave comments on podcast episodes. And I'm like, okay, well, that's huge. Like, of course, the thing about podcasting as a medium specifically is that you really are just speaking into the void. And I mean, I get feedback because my friends are listeners, God forbid, but they do listen to the podcast. And so they talk to me about what I talk about on the podcast. But not like anybody else, you know what I mean? So I was kind of like thrilled that Spotify was now allowing people to post comments. So I guess take advantage of that feature. Drop me a line, girl, you know what I mean? I don't even think I have to publish it. Like, I think I have to still review. It's like the Q&As, how they used to be, where I have to review every single one before I post them. So if you just want to write me a little note, and if it's like feedback that you don't want to be published, like, just let me know in the note and I won't publish it. Okay, yeah, this was short. Short and sweet. I'm going to sign off. The day for season 2 is August 19th. So that is when I will be back in a weekly format. I, of course, cannot promise that there will not be a sporadic bonus episode in there, because sometimes matters are just too pressing, and I must speak about them when the moment strikes me. So maybe I'll see you before August 19th, maybe not. Definitely go follow the podcast Instagram, ObscuraPod. It will be linked in the show notes, because I'm in my ObscuraPod active era on Instagram. I'm treating it as like a true Finsta meme dumping, shit posting experience. So I'll see you over there. I'll see you August 19th. And that's all. Okay, bye.